SOP number 132. We're talking today. Hey, there is no age limit in podcasting. We're going to talk about understanding bandwidth. And hey, where are your listeners at? All in today's School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, thanks for joining us on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson, and on today's show, I'm going to give you some reflections. I am exhausted, by the way. It is, as I record this, it is Sunday, April 6th, and I spent the weekend in Dayton, Ohio, at the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop. Met some phenomenal people. Very funny people. If you're not sure who Irma Bombeck is, shame on you. Phenomenal humorist, writer. My mom was a huge Irma Bombeck fan, and that was one of the things that I used to share with my mom. She'd read one and say, "Oh, you got to read this one." And so it was in that way. It was very, I don't know, just almost like a full circle thing that I was speaking at the Irma Bombeck workshop. But so on the today's show, we're going to be talking about some things like age and podcasting. We're going to share some new analogies. I am the analogy king. You give me something that you can't explain, I'll find a way to describe it in an analogy. And feel free to use my analogy, but do me a favor. If you're going to use my analogy, can you occasionally say that you learned this from Dave Jackson? I keep hearing my analogies, and I get no love. No love for Dave. If you're a regular listener of the show and you're saying, "Dave, your voice sounds very bizarre," that's because I did nothing but talk all weekend. And then the interesting thing was I had a drive home, about 3-4 hours drive home, except I didn't drive home. I drove home, grabbed my guitar, I'm a musician as well, and went and played from 10 in the evening to 2, 10 to 1 with my band. And I've had no sleep, and we know that there are a couple of things that can really affect your voice. One of them is lack of sleep, and of course excessive talking and trying to talk loud, which I was doing again all weekend. So that's where I'm at today. Thanks for tuning in. And of course our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. if you'd like to start podcasting, that's a great place to start. We have tutorials, we have resources, and of course our live weekly seminars. If you want to contact me, you can use my podcast voicemail.com number. It's 888-563-3228. And, of course, my email, you can just send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com.
Blogs, Views, and Blues.
Hi, I'm Rich Palmer, host of Blogs, Views, and Blues. If you're looking for some new tools to use on your blog, maybe some new applications, some social media widgets, maybe something that'll help you connect with others, come to blogsviewsandblues.com and I'll share some tips, reviews, and news on blog tools that I find there. And by the way, I do play some blues music at the end of every episode. blogsviewsandblues.com.
Blogs, Views, and Blues.
There you go. Rich Palmer, one of the original members of the School of Podcasting and still around. Great guy, too. If you're looking for voiceover work, contact him at richpalmer.com. And that's just one of his podcasts he's got going on. Speaking of members of the School of Podcasting, Steve Fernino, I believe is how you pronounce that, sent me an email, said, "Hey, Dave, you know," he says, "I think one of your strong points," and he's talking about my last podcast where I explained how I made a mistake and how easy it was to make it and how to fix it and not do it again. He says, "I think one of your strong points actually is that you don't try to come off as perfect. If anybody's read any of my blogs, copy a couple and do a quick spell check. I'm not sure why my spell check doesn't find them, but I bet yours will. I have typos. It's not pretty. You make mistakes and tell us to do as you say, not as you do. I think that makes us all feel better when we make our mistakes, and it makes you real." We talked about that a lot at the Irma Bombeck workshop, the fact that podcasting is all about being real. You know, I'm not sitting here talking like this, everybody. Everybody, all right. You know, it's time for, Gimpy and the Wiz or whatever. You know, "Thanks for being sincere," he says. "I think that is the secret to your success right there." So thanks, Steve, for the email. And some other things. I want to bring up a point here about podcasting. That's something I hear. Now, I was at this workshop this week, And there were people there that were in their 50s, shall we say. I'll say they're baby boomers. I believe that's about how old a baby boomer is these days, more or less. And I understand the concept, I'm too old to play basketball with college kids. I'm too old to lift weights against Olympic athletes. I'm too old to go bobsledding. Because those are all physical things. And you can still do every single one of those. I mean, didn't John Glenn, or no, President, well, the first President Bush, didn't he jump out of a plane for like his 80th birthday or 70th birthday? You know, physically, things may slow down, but you can definitely do all those things. But here's the thing. So far, I've used my right index finger to click a mouse a couple times, and I've used my left hand to position a microphone near my mouth. Other than that, that's about the only physical attributes I've used in podcasting. So if you're sitting here going, I keep getting this mentality that I'm too old to podcast because apparently old people don't understand technology. In the words of my older grandmother, poppycock. No. There is no age limit to podcasting. No. Take that attitude and just throw it out the window. I've been teaching people technology for close to 20 years. And I had a woman once in a PowerPoint class in tears because she just feared technology. We were teaching classes of teachers in the Columbus, Ohio area. And this woman, it was in her mid-60s. She was approaching retirement in a couple years. And she literally was just so scared of technology that she was literally crying. I've never seen anything like it. And by the end of that class, she was like, you know, you said there was nothing. You can't break it. And she understood it. And so I didn't hear a lot of that, but I did hear the phrase, oh, I'm too old and old people don't get technology. Well, number one, if you understand Microsoft Word, if you understand file management, in other words, how to save a file and know where you put it, you can be a podcaster. Because the actual audio recording, video is a little more geeky, but even that's getting easier. But if you are not into podcasting because you are, quote, too old, I say poppycock. That's it. Understand that? Poppycock, I say. So, if that's your reason for not podcasting, get a new one. Okay? Please? All right. And that's one of the things that I really liked about this workshop. Here's one of the reasons. People go, Dave, why is the school of podcasting so cheap? Other people, and I'm not making this up, are charging $500 a month to learn how to podcast, and I'm charging $20. Now, by the way, that's going up. That is not going to stay there a whole lot longer. I'm doing some research now. That will be going up a lot. Now, if you're a current subscriber, don't worry, your price will stay the same. Rich Palmer, the guy we played, I think Rich pays $2 a month. He was one of the guys that got in on the beta test. But as the value of the School of Podcasting has grown and the tutorials and the resources, hence the price. And it's time for a price hike. A price hike? Hey, a price hike coming in the very near future. But I have a new analogy. Yes, a new analogy. Because one of the things that people sometimes get confused on when it comes to picking a, what we'll call it, a media host, some place to hold your MP3 files. And again, you need somebody that can handle the bandwidth so that if you get mentioned on Oprah or the New York Times or things like that, and everybody and their brother comes to listen or watch your podcast, yeah, your system doesn't crash. Because how awful would that be? Look at me, I got mentioned on CNN or something, or, you know, okay, great. And then everybody goes to your website and they can't get to it because it died. So you need a good media host to handle that bandwidth and things like that. So how do you do that? Well, here's the analogy I have, because you're looking for bandwidth and you're looking for storage for your media and for your website, right? Well, when it comes to your actual audio or video files. You're looking for unlimited bandwidth. Okay, now what is bandwidth? Well, let's look at it this way. If you have a cell phone and you can text message, or if you're one of these people that's going, I'm too old to podcast, you've probably been hit by one of your teenager's bills when you find out, what do you mean I've got a literally $700 phone bill because Missy sent, you know, 1,200 text messages during the month and only 500 were covered, right? Anybody there going, yeah, been there, done that, had to have a talk with Junior. How about calling people instead of texting them, Junior? You just cost me. We've got to sell Grandma to the gypsies, right? That's bandwidth. Bandwidth is, hey, with the text message on a phone, you only have so many messages, and then you get charged an additional fee. With bandwidth, you get so much, so many files can be transferred from your host to your listeners before they charge you an additional fee. And now, it's not like you can send 3,000 files to your listeners. It's not measured in the number of files. It's the measurement of the size. So think of this like water, right? If you were taking water from one area and you had a big bucket, and sometimes the bucket was a quarter full, and you pitched it into a big basin, and then you take another bucket, and this one's half full, and you throw it into the big basin, and then you take another one that's completely full, and you throw it into the big basin. That big basin is how much total water have you transported, right? And that is measured in gallons here in the U.S. So in the same way, so now it's like, how many gallons of bandwidth do you have? Well, I moved 18 buckets, but it was only, you know, 2 gallons because the buckets were very, very small. Well, now when you're talking about bandwidth, you're talking about audio files and video files. Well, it was, you know, 19 files, and one was really, really big, and so it was, you know, 600 megabytes. So water's measured in gallons. Files, whether it be audio or video, are measured in gigabytes and megabytes and things of that nature. So it's not the number of files, it's the size of the files, the total files completely that get moved from point A to point B. And so this is where you can record a test podcast. We always recommend that you do one of those if you're just starting out, and then go in and see how big it is. And then you can do the math and say, well, if I do this, I'll need that, I'll need this. And then that's where we always say, try to find a host that offers unlimited bandwidth. Now, the other kind of measurement tool here is storage. Because bandwidth is how many of your files can move from the internet to your listener. Storage is how much room do you have to store your files that then get moved. And that storage you can think of is as a filing cabinet, because that's typically in the paper world how we store our files. And if you think about it, if you have a 2-drawer filing cabinet, you can stuff a lot of files in there. But eventually, if you keep stuffing more and more and more files in there, you will eventually run out of room. And so if you look for a web host, people say, well, you know, what should I look for some place to put, let's say you're an audio podcaster, where should I put my stuff? Well, I always tell people, if you're looking for free, there's podshow.com. If you're looking for something that's not free, there's Libsyn. And I always tell people, go to use Libsyn, Libsyn.com. That's my affiliate link. And both of those offer unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. So here you can have somebody emailed me last week, said, hey, I've listened to all 127 episodes of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Because I have unlimited storage, my filing cabinet never gets full. I can just keep putting more and more podcasts up there. And if my podcast gets very popular, I don't have to worry about how many fans I have. I have unlimited bandwidth. And that is the best of both worlds. Now, do I ever not want unlimited storage? You always, always want unlimited bandwidth. Do I ever want, not unlimited storage? And I would say, yeah, in some cases, because there are some podcasters that will publish, let's say, 10 podcasts at a time, and when they publish their 11th one, they'll take the first one off their website and put it into something like a CD or a DVD, or they'll make it available for download, but you've got to pay for it, which gets us back into that premium content. So if you think about it, the person that listened to all 120, whatever it was, seven episodes of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, he might have listened to the first 10 and then said, wow, this is really good stuff, and then paid me, whatever, $5 for a CD, something like that. That would be one example. I'm not doing that now, but it is something I have considered because I'm seeing more and more people do that. So that's, we have storage. That's how many files you can put in your filing cabinet. And then bandwidth is how many of those files can move from your, you know, website or your host to your listener. And that is measured in megabytes. Hope that clears things up. All right, last thing as we head towards the door. PodCamp Ohio, June 28th. How much do I love PodCamp Ohio? Well, I've never been to one, and I always said if they ever had a PodCamp in Ohio, I would definitely go, and I'm actually coming back from vacation early to go to PodCamp Ohio. You can meet and greet other podcasters, network, learn how to podcast. There's all sorts of free, the whole thing is free, sessions, and so check that out, PodCampOhio.com. Not scoring any bonus points, by the way, with the girlfriend, letting her know that, hey, guess what, we're cutting the vacation early. Yeah, didn't go over very well, but she is a trooper, and that's why she's a keeper, and I will be at PodCamp Ohio. But it's one of the things that, again, this workers or this writer's workshop really opened up my eyes that I've been preaching to the choir. I've been going to podcasting conventions to talk about podcasting, and who was I talking to? Podcasters. Well, I'm in the market of taking people who aren't podcasters and turning them into podcasters. So I'm telling people who already have ice cream, hey, would you like some ice cream? And you know what they say? Already got some. Thanks. Nice to meet you. If you ever want to share ice cream, I'll be more than happy to share some ice cream. I'll give you some chocolate. You can give me some strawberry. Wonderful. And we do that whole networking thing. And that's beautiful for podcast conventions. And you can find out all the new technology and things like that. The new Media Expo is going to be bigger and better this year in Vegas, and you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm not going. Because it's dawned on me with this writer's workshop that I am seriously spending, you know, close to $1,000 in plane tickets and food and travel and blah, 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 and promotional items, and I'm preaching to the choir. I need to find people that want publicity and say, check out what podcasting can do. Check out Scott Sigler that went to number 2 at Amazon.com. Check out Brother Love who's selling CDs in Australia, in the Philippines, and in Germany, and in the UK, and he's never been out of New York City. I need to be the Pied Piper of podcasting. Is that domain name taken yet? And go to the people that are looking for publicity, because I'm going into places where people are already podcasting going, want to learn how to podcast? And they go, hey, nice to meet you. No thanks. And that's my point. Think about your listener. Go back and rethink this point, because it's a good point, because I missed it. Where are your listeners? Where do they shop? Where do they eat? What conventions do they go to? That would be a good convention. So that's what I did this week. I went to a convention where people need publicity. And what do you know? Here's a guy talking podcasting, talking about how people reach a global audience. You know, here I am. Some of my podcasts, over 1,000 listeners an episode. Not too shabby. And that's the other thing. People look at Ask a Ninja numbers and they go, wow, that guy's got 128,000 subscribers. I stink because I only have 500 people per episode. Put 500 people in a room and look at it. That's a lot of people. It's not 128,000, but I'll talk to 500 people. I talked to 60 people at class in Dayton, Ohio. It was phenomenal. But you got to get to the right people. Make sure you're not preaching to the choir, because I'm pretty sure that's what I've been doing. I've spent a lot of money on promotional items. I've been preaching to the choir. Find out where your audience is. Go there. Now, here's the other thing. You know, I'm always looking for weird, wacky ways. I went to a rest stop on the way home, and they've got all these free magazine, you know, Trucker Bills, you know, coupon book and Travel Ohio. And all these things are... Think about it. If you're on the road... You know, you're out in the middle of nowhere. If you're not in, you know, you're in a state you're not used to. Yeah, you may be listening to your iPod. Maybe you're listening to this in your car. But you may be out in the middle of nowhere. I never will forget. I was going through, what state is Clinton from originally? Is it Arizona? No, not Arizona. What is he from? It's something with an A. Arkansas. Thank you. Arkansas. I was going through Arkansas, and I hit seek on my radio, and it just went through the whole thing. I mean, I was in the middle of nowhere. And finally, the only station that came up was Classic Country. And I remember thinking, what the heck is Classic Country? And then it came on. Ding, 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 ding. It was bluegrass. And I was like, oh, please. Not a big bluegrass fan. But back to my original point. You might want to leave. And again, I don't know how legal this is, so do it at your own risk. But here are people that may need some content out in the middle of nowhere where there's no radio stations. Why not burn your podcast to some CDs, and the next time you go traveling, leave them in the rest stop area? You know, it's called my buzz phrase, relentless marketing. My girlfriend rolls her eyes every time I bump into somebody. I'm busting out a business card. I don't want to be that annoying guy that just, you know, steers every conversation back to podcasting. But if something comes up, I have business card ready to go. And so there I was in a rest stop, and I thought, you know what? I should have some podcasts here on a CD and just drop them off with a label that says, play me entertaining internet radio show. And then, of course, have your website on it. Of course. And now that, obviously, is shotgun marketing. That's hoping that your audience happens to be traveling through your state. Or if you're traveling, you know, again, just leave it there. So that is going to be less effective than finding out where your fans are, where your listeners are, and going there to find more people that like your stuff who will enjoy your podcast. But so there's targeted marketing, and then there's shotgun leaving it at a rest stop marketing. And you never know, you know, the bottom line is just make sure it's relentless. Try to work smart, but never, ever, ever stop marketing your podcast. All right, there's the music. I look at the clock. Yeah, we're a little over 20 minutes. Not a big deal. It's a podcast. Another great thing about a podcast, you're the editor. You're the producer. You're the content creation person. You're the ultimate super. You are the associate and executive producer. And your podcast will be unlike no other podcast on the internet because it's from you. If you'd like to start a podcast, I would love to be your personal podcast coach. Simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. If you have any comments on this, feel free to chime in. I would love to hear from you. My email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Everything I mentioned today, did I mention anything today? Not really. You can find it at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, thank you very much for listening. Tell a friend, and class dismissed. I'm off to get a nap. Audio files, video files that are measured in megabytes or gigabytes. I hate it when I forget to turn off my phone before I start podcasting. And if you want to find out more about that, simply go to podcampohio.com. I'm going to choke. This is where water is good.